going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board regarding closed session items? Seeing none, we will go ahead and adjourn to closed session. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call this next section, our open session, to order. Thank you all for your patience. We had some business to take care of in closed session that required our attention and counsel with our lawyers, so we really, really appreciate that you were patient with us. And friends and family that are here to support the teachers, thank you also for being patient. I know this is a big night for everyone. So we'll go ahead and get started. We're going to move forward with our invocation. We're going to have Ms. Poulos lead us in our invocation, and I will lead the flag salute.
Please join me in prayer.
Dear Lord,
we just want to say, ask a special blessing on all of the teachers in our district. We know that they work diligently with our students and put in many hours that go beyond their daily allotted time. We know that they make a difference for the students in our district, and we see them flourishing as a result of the teacher's effort. And so often they aren't rewarded for, or they don't see that and they don't hear it enough. So please bless them tonight and let them know in their hearts how much we appreciate them and how much the students appreciate them on a daily basis and all of the families. We ask you to look over us as we make the decisions that affect the teachers and the students this evening. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Join me in the flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Here.
The following action was taken in closed session on January 22, 2013, with the subsequent action being reported in open session as required by law. It was moved by Ms. Poulos, and it was seconded by Ms. Shoemaker, that the following student has completed his terms and conditions of expulsion and has been approved by the Board of Education for readmission to the West Covina Unified School District. Student 178144, lift expulsion, enroll at West Covina High School. The vote was 4 yes, 1 absent. We welcome back that student. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and declare a public hearing at 7:34 p.m. for the purpose of hearing testimony regarding the district's initial proposals to the Teacher Association of West Covina for collective bargaining for the 2012-2013 school year. Is there anyone who would like to address the board? I have nothing in front of me, no blue cards. No? Okay. Okay, we will go ahead. There being no further comment, the public hearing is hereby declared closed at 7:35 p.m. Okay, we have two presentations we're very, very excited about. First, we're going to go forward with our student, Catherine Shea. Did I pronounce that correctly, Catherine? Shea, thank you. Okay, the National PTA Reflections Program encourages students to explore the arts and express themselves by giving positive recognition for their artistic efforts. Since it was founded in 1969 by Mary Lou Anderson, millions of students have benefited from this program. Student participants in the National PTA Reflections Program in pre-K through grade 12 create theme-based artwork in dance, choreography, film production, literature, musical composition, photography, or visual arts. The 2012 through 13 Reflections theme is The Magic of a Moment. Catherine Shea, Edgewood High School student, created a visual art piece around the theme, which was recognized at the West Covina Council PTA on December the 6th. At the next level of competition, First District PTA chose her outstanding art piece from among the thousands of student entries submitted by 24 other school districts. She will now compete with several thousand more students from across the state of California at the California state level PTA. if successful, she will have the opportunity to represent the state PTA at the National PTA Convention. This is quite a very, very big honor. So we're excited to welcome Catherine Shea to the podium to receive her certificate. Are her parents here? Is she here? Yes? Okay, here we go. Is going to come out. Okay. Do you want me to hold that for you, Kathy? Okay. This is the president of the PTA at Edgewood, and here's the principal, and I'm assuming her mom. Okay. All righty. How about just one with mom and daughter? Because it's a big moment, Mom. We're so happy for you. Okay. Pictures with mom and daughter. And dad. And dad. Okay. Anybody else want to whip out their cameras? A moment. All right. Okay. All right, we're on to the next component of our presentations, which we're extremely excited. Catherine, again, congratulations to you. It's a very large honor. Teacher of the Year. Okay. I will go ahead and call each of the principals up so that they can say a few words about their teacher. And you can come over here to the podium, and then as soon as you get your gift, flowers, whatever, go ahead and stand here, and all the paparazzi can come out, friends, family, parents, whoever, because this is your moment, so we really want to encourage that. Okay. Okay. Only in alphabetical order. There's no particular order, so it's just alphabetical. It's easier. This is education. So we're going to go ahead and get started with California Elementary. I'd like to call Ms. Wilds to the podium.
Good evening. It's a privilege tonight to be here. California School is honoring our special day class teacher, and not only does he do a fabulous job every day with his students, he supports every child at our school and volunteers and supports our homework club after school, so we couldn't do it without him. Mr. Jim Luna.
Thank you so much, Mr. Luna. Do you want to go ahead and stand there, paparazzi? Friends and family of Mr. Luna? Staff? Want to get a photo? Aww. From Cameron Elementary, Ms. Lessiker.
Good evening, everyone. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. It's my pleasure to announce that our Teacher of the Year is Candy Talbert, our first grade teacher at Cameron. Come on up, Candy. She's a little shy. Candy teaches first grade, and I know that when I put a student in her room, they are going to leave strong readers and strong writers. And she's also accepted the challenge of being one of our teacher trainers for lesson study this year and share her expertise that she shares every day with kids with the teachers at Cameron. So I greatly appreciate that, and she's truly deserving of Teacher of the Year.
More goodies. Congratulations. Okay, if you can both stand there, and your friends and family can get a photo. I'm sorry, the teacher of the year from Merced is out sick. So Mr. Fitzer is not here, nor is the teacher, but let's go ahead. It's Joan Sutter. Am I saying that correctly? Joan Sutter. So let's give Joan a hand. And the gifts will be delivered to school, and hopefully Ms. Sutter will feel better soon. Okay, Merlinda. I'd like to call Ms. Marquez.
Good evening. I'm here to acknowledge our Teacher of the Year, Ms. Lori San Miguel. Lori, can you come up? Lori teaches third grade, and Lori took on a huge challenge this year. She moved up with her second graders into third grade, and she's doing a fabulous job. She's also part of our Thinking Maps and our training program going on, and she shares such wonderful expertise with not only her students, of course, but with her fellow teachers, and she's a wonderful person to work with and a great, great person to have on any staff. So, Lori, congratulations.
If teachers, if you can stay close by, okay to go back to your seats, but at the end we're going to ask for a large group photo. We're just not going to have you stand over here this year. Aww. No? Go ahead. Yeah, no. Go ahead. This is your moment. Come on. This is your moment. Come on, sweetie. Absolutely. We'll wait for you all. It's your moment. Okay. From Monta Vista Elementary, we have Ms. Gonzalez Gomez.
Good evening, board members, superintendents. It's my pleasure to introduce Tiffany Schrader, Monta Vista's Teacher of the Year. Come on up, Tiffany. Beautiful flowers for you. Well, it is my new year also here in West Covina and at Monta Vista, but I can quickly tell you why Tiffany is our Teacher of the Year. She is a fabulous teacher. She provides many after-school programs for our students. She's our gate teacher. She runs Lions of the Law Chess Club, so you'll see all our kids actively engaged. If you're visiting her classroom, you'll see that she has all kinds of special friends in there, little animals, scurry animals that the kids love. Right now I have visitors from China, and they just keep walking by the classrooms to peek at the animals. And so Tiffany is providing our students with many wonderful experiences in the classroom, including some recently with the food chain kind of thing. I'll let Tiffany tell you about that.
Well, the food chain.
Yes, the hawk.
We hatched some chicks, and one of the last days of having them, a hawk for the very first time flew down and took one of our chicks.
But it's part of the learning our children see. We keep telling them about it, but I think they think we made it up, but here it is, real life. So also Tiffany is joined here tonight with her husband, Major Calkins, and they're, as you can see, expecting a child in March. So congratulations to them.
And Major Hawkins, thank you so much for serving. Yes, he can. Major Hawkins, would you like to get in the photo with her?
And to add to Ms. Schrader's celebration, Major Calkin, thank you so much for serving. Thank you. Okay, for Orangewood Elementary, we're going to call Ms. Sims.
Good evening. I'm here to honor our Teacher of the Year, Shannon Vezina. Come on up. Shannon is an incredible teacher at our school. She does so many wonderful things with all different types of students, my ELs, my special education, my GATE students, don't forget them. She is such a wonderful teacher. She really gets involved with the kids, the families. She has an incredible connection with the students and the families as well. She's also pushing herself so much more than I could ever have imagined. Last year, she started a yearbook at our school. Again, this year, she's our advisor. She's also spearheading a student council this year. So she is just very much involved in Orangewood and the goings-on, and she's just very much a great teacher in addition to our staff.
Okay, we will move on to Vine Elementary, Dr. Aguilar Torres.
Good evening. This year I have the pleasure of introducing our Teacher of the Year, Ms. Valerie Jaramillo. She is my ISS, and she is, I do a lot at Vine, and I couldn't do everything I do without her. She is there for our students. She's there for our teachers. She has no problem if I say, Valerie, I really need this done. I need help with this. She is there doing that. If the teachers go to her, they need something, whether it's, you know, Valerie, I need some good PD on this or that. She'll find it for them. She'll find them their books when they get a new their 21st or 22nd student. We are out. She's on that phone getting them what they need. She is just all around, I don't know what we would do without her. So I'm lucky to have her. I know that I'm speaking for all of us. We all feel the same. Valerie, come on up.
Get in the photo, bring the balloon. Backdrop. adorable. So cute. Okay, from West Cove Elementary, Dr. Quinn.
Good evening to the board and the superintendent. Thank you so much for allowing us to have this wonderful event to honor our teachers. I mean, we have so many wonderful teachers, and I've got to say that Miss Christina Zuli is one of the most wonderful teachers I have ever worked with. She's outstanding in everything she does. Every time I see her, she always has a smile. Every day, she has a wonderful attitude, and she does so much for our for our students, for our parents, and for our teachers, and she's a great part of our kindergarten team, and she teaches us special day class. And every day I walk into her class and those kids are doing exactly the same thing that the other kindergarten kids are doing. So it's really fabulous to see. So let's give her a big hand, Ms. Christina Zuli.
Okay, Edgewood Middle School, Mr. Travatori.
Thank you, Superintendent, Board of Education, for this opportunity. Teddy Nicolaitis is Edgewood Middle School's Teacher of the Year, and teacher, I think, is kind of qualifies as her day job, if you will. If there's anything going on campus that's intervention-based or enrichment-based, she has a hand in it. So she truly is the heart and soul of our school. I have an assistant principal who is my right hand. We can qualify Teddy as my left hand. And the rumor is she may be retiring at the end of this year, but not if I can help it. So Teddy Nicolaitis, can you please come up to the podium?
Okay, from Hollingcrest Middle School, Mr. Galicia.
Good evening, everyone. Mr. Galicia, principal at Hollingcrest. I would like to thank the board and the superintendent for allowing us to honor and recognize our staff members and teachers for the job well done. I would like to call Mr. Dwight Eck to the podium, please. There are three things I need to say about this man. First of all, passion. He has the passion, and he's held it for 39 years, if I'm correct, right?
39 and a half.
39 and a half, okay. To the last day, even that culmination ceremony, he definitely had that passion. And I feel that if he has the opportunity to go back to the classroom and substitute for us, he will still have that passion in him. So I want to give him props just because of that. Next thing, he has a dynamic character in the classroom. I mean, every time I walked into his classroom, students were engaged. They were fully working at what they were doing. He was fully engaged in what he was doing, and hopefully he wasn't sleeping at that time. But he had a coffee pot with him every day, you know. But I mean, the classroom was extremely dynamic. Kids definitely learned from his tragedies of instruction. And lastly, he was very well respected, not only by Hollandcrest Middle School community, not only by his peers or colleagues, but also by the community. So thank you very much, Mr. Eck. And he is at retirement at this point. He came back for tonight to be recognized and honored by us. So once again, have a great retirement, sir.
Okay, from Walnut Grove Intermediate School, Mr. Nambu.
Our Teacher of the Year is Kristen Acosta. Come on up. Yay. Thank you. Kristen is a good teacher. She's been a mentor teacher, she's been a department chair, she's our bits of support provider, she's done it all. But what sets Kristen apart is how much she cares. She cares about students, she cares about people. When the incident happened at Sandy Hook, she galvanized our whole staff. We made thousands of snowflakes, sent it off to Connecticut to the new school so students would have something when they came back. Whenever anything is happening at our school that lowers the morale, Kristen is always there. Caring for the people, doing things to what Kristen will say is keep it fresh. Kristen is truly, and metaphorically, our DJ Acosta.
Bring the family up.
enter our high schools. I'm going to go ahead with Coronado High School, Mr. Marentes.
Coronado High School Teacher of the Year, Danu Bikinger, please come up. Danu taught special ed at Coronado. She also taught government and econ, but more than that, she was a valued member of our staff. She did professional development, how to work with special ed kids, classroom management, differentiating instruction. She was so good at what she did that West Covina High School stole her from us. So she is no longer with us at Coronado, but she's at West Covina, and if you guys better treat her well, because I'll take her back anytime. So thank you very much, Danu.
Okay, Edgewood High School, Mr. Travatore.
Well, kind of on that theft note, I can speak to that with Rick Bernard. I was the alternative. I stole you from West Covina High School, if you will. And that really illustrates my point that he is a trailblazer. He is a pioneer, not only for coming to Edgewood High School as we started, take a risk, all the benefits and all the positive things we've achieved and accomplished over the years. He's been very instrumental in that regard. Always wanted to try new things. He's our Thinking Maps trainer of teachers. He's our department chair, IB teacher. He's also a BITSA support provider as well. And when he's not doing all of that, he sometimes breakdances at our assemblies for our students. Lots of energy, which is great because he's really engaging and motivational. So, Rick Bernard.
Okay, and from West Covina High School, Mr. Rubalcaba.
Good evening, everybody. It's my pleasure to introduce our Teacher of the Year, Ms. Josefina Steinmetz. So off the top of my head, she is a trainer for Thinking Maps. She's also a facilitator for our lesson study protocol. She participates in all the professional development offerings as a facilitator on our campus. She has served as a department chair. She was in charge of the committee and organized our WASC accreditation process, which earned us a six-year accreditation. And getting 120 teachers to agree on what we do right is not easy. Getting them to agree on what we need to improve on is very difficult, and she was able to do that. In addition to all of that, she's an amazing educator and a good friend, Ms. Josefina Steinmetz.
Ms. Steinmetz, as everyone is aware, she was also the West Covina Unified School District Teacher of the Year, so congratulations on both honors.
Family and friends?
Ronnie.
Okay.
Okay, and as promised, we need all the teachers of the year. If you can come forward, we're going to take a group photo with you here. Family and friends, get all your cameras ready. We'll be patient. Don't feel rushed. And the baby has to come back. Special request for the baby. Okay, hang on. Wait till all the teachers are here. Hang on. Let's see, do we have? All right. Okay, do we have all the teachers here? Okay. Okay. Now, all the paparazzi, don't feel rushed. We'll give you all the time you need. Okay, hold on. Did everybody get their photos? We want to make sure every family member's happy. You got all the photos you want? Aww. Oh, wait, wait. One more photo. Wait, wait. Oh. Okay. You want to get the photo? The baby in the screen? I mean No? Okay. Thank you. Ms. Steinmetz, I need you to stay there. Thank you, everyone else. Ms. Kaplan. Ms. Kaplan has a few words.
Oh, let me start over. First of all, I would like to congratulate all of our Teachers of the Year. This is a fabulous night. We celebrate what you do in the classroom, but on behalf of all of the students of the West Covina Unified School District, thank you for what you do, for encouraging them, for teaching them, for helping them be passionate about their own learning and helping to develop the future leaders of our community and our country and our state, and we appreciate all of you. I want to say a few words on Mrs. Steinmetz. I had the opportunity of getting to know her my first year here as she was working on the WASC accreditation, and it really had a wonderful time watching her leadership. I've been in her classroom, and I've had the wonderful opportunity of watching her teaching and the passion she has for teaching, and I've had the opportunity of meeting her two young sons who are phenomenal young men and are very, very proud of their mother. But the best way to exemplify her is by what a student wrote about her. So if you'll give me a few minutes, I would just like to read this. To whom it may concern. Passion is a characteristic in which one dedicates themselves to a certain subject, yet still finds joy in pursuing it. Out of my 13 years of education, I've come across some amazing teachers who have had an effect on my life. But of them all, Senora Steinmetz ranks as one of the top. Never have I seen a teacher put forth so much effort in educating teenagers and also maintaining a sense of fun and love for it. Senora Steinmetz is a prolific teacher in the West Covina High School. Being in her Spanish 3 class taught me much more than just Spanish. I learned life lessons. I learned how to keep a positive attitude, and I also learned how to act better through Senora Steinmetz's many lectures. Senora Steinmetz dedicates herself to her work and her students. She develops relationships with her students in which we both have a better understanding for each other and a greater sense of respect, making teaching and learning that much easier. This is from a current 12th grader, Bradley Ojala. And I think he says it for all of us. So thank you so much. It's an honor to know you.
Okay, the board is going to go back to closed session, but that will allow all of you to take as many photos as you want and socialize and congratulate. Oh, okay. Can you be patient with us for one more moment? We're going to let the student give their report, and then we'll go ahead and go to closed session. Just be patient with us one more moment. Go ahead, Ms. Clark.
Edgewood High School report. Academics. Edgewood High School will be having a Renaissance rally on February 6th, honoring students' academic achievement. The theme of the rally is Find a Power Within. New semester means a new start, new goals, new classes. This includes the beginning of the IB theory of knowledge classes. Driver's education classes come to Edgewood. Our first classes begin this week. Events, 55 IB students attended a TOK, theory of knowledge, retreat last weekend. It was an experience that no one will ever forget. Edgewood High School has the privilege of welcoming 17 Chinese exchange students onto our campus from January 29th to February 6th. Edgewood High School students will be escorting them around school as they live the American school lifestyle for a week. We have many special activities planned for their visit. Winter formal is right around the corner. The midnight masquerade theme dance will be on January 26th from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. It includes an Italian dinner. We welcome district administrators and board members as our guests. Please let Ms. Starr know if you will be joining us. Sports. Varsity and JV swim will begin this week. Varsity and JV girls softball have begun practicing for their season. Track is also practicing to get ready for what they expect to be an exciting season. Clubs. Interact closed out their fundraising campaign for Haifa International, raising approximately $2,500 to fight world hunger. Next, students will be working on their Relay for Life campaign. This year's goal is to raise $5,000 for the American Cancer Association. In addition, students are planning action projects to address needs in their community. Decathlon is gearing up for what they have hope will be their most successful year to date. Their goal this year is to be among the 10 teams in LA and make it to the state finals. Go Green is beginning a new recycling program at school. It will include class competitions. Spanish Club is already planning a big Cinco de Mayo celebration for Edgewood students. And for West Covina High School, last week West Covina held a WASC staff development to review over the goals and action items presented by the WASC visiting committee and the WC West Covina High School staff. West Covina concluded with first semester, and today is the first day of second semester. West Covina High School will also be conducting grade level assemblies this Friday to review over expectations and recognize the juniors who scored 380 or higher on both parts on the KC last year as sophomores. Theater Department's musical production of Little Shop of Horrors will be showing this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Baldwin Powell Performing Arts Center. West Covina is hosting SATs this Saturday. Math and English intervention will begin next week to better prepare 10th grade students for the upcoming KC administration in March. And lastly, Coronado High School. Report. Coronado welcomed 25 new students to campus today. ECT and our students had their end of the semester play presentations. The plays were written and performed by Coronado students. Our students continue to do volunteer work in the community. They recently helped out at Parents' Place family event. Our staff continues to work on lesson study, thinking maps, and the Common Core standards. And our basketball team finished third in league, and softball and soccer are starting. Lastly, WASC is 1 month away.
Thank you again, everybody, for your patience. Again, the board is going to go ahead and go to closed session. Please feel free to take photos and to amongst yourself. Then you can leave whenever you're ready. Thank you. Okay, we're back from closed session. It was moved by Mr. Cox and seconded by Mr. Spence and approved to expel the following pupil from the schools of the district. Pupil 202849, education code 48900A1, caused, attempted to cause or threatened to cause physical injury to another person. It was a 4-1 vote. Ms. Poulos voted no. Okay. We are going to resume. I do not have a board president's report. Does anybody else have a report? Any of the other board members? We already heard our student report, so that's been done. Okay, business session. Anybody like to remove anything from consent?
Can I just say on number 8, we gave you the amended personnel report.
Okay. Who will second it?
I wanted to take 9 off.
9 off? Okay.
Yeah, we'll take the 9 off.
It's going to be quick, I promise.
Anybody else want to take any items off of consent? Who will second it?
I'll second it as amended.
Okay, it has been moved by Mr. Mike Spence and seconded by Ms. Poulos to accept item number 8 with the amendment and to remove item number 9 from consent. For the regular meeting of January 22nd, 2013, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Carries 5-0. On to item number 7. I will turn this over to the superintendent, Ms. Kaplan.
Yes, we promised to give you an update on where we are with our strategic plan, and Ms. Valentine is going to do a PowerPoint to talk to you about what we've accomplished, where we are right now, and what our timelines are.
On the desk in front of you is a final copy of the draft that was provided in your packet. As the superintendent said, this is just an update on our progress. About a year ago, the superintendent started working with various stakeholder groups, including the board, in the process of developing a strategic plan. And there are two presumptions, I think, that sort of create the framework for the plan. And that is that we intend to improve academic achievement, and that will be measured by state-adopted assessments. We also know that we are in the time of transition in terms of our student assessments. The state superintendent, Torlakson, has a proposal for next year, including not doing some of the testing, as the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium takes a more prominent role in our assessments. We don't know what all the metrics will be, but we do know that that is our overriding goal and that they will be measurable. And we also had the presumption that 21st century skills will be infused in classroom instruction, in student expectation, and in student outcomes. The 21st century skills are expressed in a number of ways. Probably the most common is the 4 C's: communication, creativity, collaboration, and critical thinking. This represents sort of the last year or process of about the last year. To the left are some of the foundational steps that you were part of in developing a mission and vision statement for the district. And then we worked with various stakeholder groups to develop 6 areas of strategic focus. And then in August, when full staff came back, At our opening, the superintendent introduced the work of this year, which was to work with committees in developing action plans. And then if you notice sort of the vertical area arrow pointing down, this is about where we are now. So I'll just go over these quickly. So we started in winter of 2012 with mission and vision, then developing those six areas of focus in literacy, writing, STEM, technology, citizenship, and fiscal stability. Four of those are very much tied to the Common Core: literacy, writing, STEM, and citizenship. Technology and fiscal stability are certainly tools and necessities that we have to get us there. In the fall, we started with committee development.
And was that 2012?
Yes, I'm sorry, I see the error. Sort of jumped ahead of here. In the fall, we started with committee development. This was very different, a very different role for our committees. And so we've actually had to take time for our committees themselves to learn and to think about a different process in working on an action plan. Traditionally, our committees had functioned for curriculum development and materials adoption. So this is a different role for them, and we've been working to build their understanding of a strategic plan and developing action plans, at the same time providing them the opportunity to start learning about the Common Core. And this is where we are now. We're working, if you look from the left to the right, this spring, on working with our committees to develop a process that we'll use in development of the action plans, to develop objectives specific to each area, to suggest actions or tasks that we will carry out over the next months and years, and to continue our research. One of the things that I have found, and I think our committee members have found, is a year ago we were rather frustrated. We needed more information about the Common Core or about assessments that are coming our way, and it was hard to find them. And now we find the task is there are so many items out there, it's a real task to sort through them to find out what is really meaningful to us and will help move our work forward. We intend to work on this through February and March, and our target is that in April we'll have something to share with the board in terms of initial drafts of action plans for each of the strategies. And then, of course, by June, we hope to finalize some of those tasks. These will be living documents that will always be subject to changes and additions, but we hope to have a finalized draft so we can start assigning roles, identifying funding and resources, and start the initial implementation. At this point, we envision an implementation timeline, the beginning. In the spring, this spring, start taking initial steps, and certainly to prioritize our technology projects. We know that a year from now, students will be participating in the Smarter Balance Assessment System. It is a computer-based test, and so we know that all of our schools will need to have a minimum amount of student access, so all students will have adequate time to take the test online. So those are among the things we'll prioritize by the end of this spring, so summer and fall our district employees can start working on that. This summer, we also intend to continue our professional development in thinking maps and writing. However, we also are anticipating that through this process, we will identify several other strands of professional development that we will need to address, and we can begin that this summer and, of course, early fall. And our school sites can start using these drafts as a basis to align their actions and their school plans to the district strategic plan. And then, of course, next school year, we believe that we will start working more deeply on specific plans to align our curriculum to the Common Core standards. Whoops, I think it went too fast. Let me move down. Okay, that's it. Okay. 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 It was short.
The funny stuff I mentioned in spring, that's going to include the bond money that was still left.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate the update. Thank you very much, Ms. Valentine. Okay, on to item number 9. Ms. Poulos, remove that. Go ahead, Ms. Poulos.
I appreciate you giving me the information. So I just have a quick question. I'm going to read the information that you gave me so everybody knows where I'm coming from. One of the questions I had was this money earmarked in the budget proposals that we had in the past. And so it's addressed, and it says that it was the need to expand staff was part of the October 23rd and December 11th presentations Kim did for the board. In October, it was presented as building capacity. This is where we were thinking that we were going to take back Cortez as the provider district. In December, it was listed under key assumptions as program specialist position when we changed the focus to take back the MS students. I'm assuming that the moderate students. After a discussion of needs and levels of responsibility, we are proposing a coordinator position. Note, pay range for program specialists is $89,000 to $102,000, and for the proposed coordinator, it is 88,000 to 101,000 for 202 days. So it's approximately the same. My question is here, because we have a limited amount of funds, we're talking about making cuts this year, next year, but we're going to bring on a coordinator. If we take this coordinator, why would are you saying we would not need a program specialist?
It'd be in lieu of the program specialist that we had recommended. But again, this will be absorbed in the money that we're saving by taking back county programs. So at the end of the day, we'll still be saving money. This is part of the staffing that we need to be able to provide services for these county programs in an effective manner, but it won't come out of general fund money that is at this time allocated. It will be money that was already allocated to the county.
When you had given us the presentations in the past, weren't those projected savings presented at that time?
Mm-hmm. And it still includes the projected savings.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that we don't need a program specialist that would work with, so we're going to have both?
Okay,
here it says that the money that, I know no one else is looking at it, so how if
the coordinator is in lieu of the program specialist.
Right. So if it's in lieu of the program specialist, you're saying we don't need a program specialist.
An additional program specialist.
And how many program specialists were you?
We currently have one program specialist, mm-hmm. Lori Johnson. In the proposal, as we bring back additional programs and students, on December 11th, Ms. Alexander indicated that we would add a program specialist. Okay. After sort of reviewing exact needs and developing the plan more, we've decided that the more, I guess, to match the job description with the function we need, a coordinator is the better match.
Because I think of a coordinator as an administrator. I think of a program specialist as someone who works hands-on with students. Is that not correct?
I
I think we're thinking of it sort of in reverse, that the program specialist has knowledge of sort of the full range of programs, and the coordinators would do more of the hands-on or classroom-level assistance with teachers and specific programs. I would expect our program specialists to have knowledge of all programs, while coordinators would be more focused on specific programs, for example.
Okay. I was looking at it in the reverse.
Okay.
And so I wanted to make sure we had, if we were going to be making cuts, it would be more administrative and less to the students. So this coordinator is going to be working more closely with teachers.
With classroom teachers.
Okay.
And I think in a specific program rather than all programs.
Okay. I appreciate that clarification. I will move this item.
Okay, who will second it?
I'll second it. Yes, but I mean, it seemed pretty clear to me from the general description stuff. So, fine.
So it's been moved by Ms. Poulos and it's been seconded by Mr. Mike Spence to approve for first and second reading the proposed job description for the position of coordinator, special education programs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is carried 5-0. Okay, that takes us to the end of our meeting. Is there any board discussion? I think, Ms. Shoemaker, you said you wanted to add an item to the next agenda.
Well, not necessarily add, but just follow up on what our obligations are regarding overseeing Edison's finances, well, San Jose Charter Academy's finances. I believe that there were some loans that they were going to be asking for, and with the state budget doing what it did, they were already on a very tight budget. Just an update on how they're operating.
Okay.
You wanted an update through Friday update, or would you like to have a presentation?
I think we can start with a Friday update, and then if you need a presentation.
Okay, any other board discussion items? Okay, dates to remember, February 11th, Lincoln's Day holiday. Schools and district office will be closed. Our next board meeting is February the 12th. Okay, there being no further business to come before the board, the regular meeting of January 22nd, 2013 is adjourned at 9:39.